Welcome to the Impact Story Podcast, where we are excited to talk about where God is uniquely showing up in our daily walk. On this podcast, you'll hear real-life stories of God working in big and small ways in our community.
Hello, I am Tara Stack, the City Impact Coordinator, and today I'm here with Carolee Armstrong-Smith, who is our convener for Norcross, and Julie Rakowski, she's our education coach. We have Karen Tejeda, she is our women's ministry coach. We have Lisa Grovenstein, she's our communications coordinator, and Hannah Reinhardt, our welcome host. And they all are the City Impact team for our city of Norcross. So welcome, you guys. Thank you so much for coming today. And we're just excited to hear about what you guys are doing in your city, the impact that you have. I know that I've talked a little bit with Carolee on the side about what you guys are doing with the food pantry and other ways you're impacting Norcross and loving on your community. But first, I'd love for each of you guys to just tell us a little bit about yourself and your family. So if Hannah, you want to share just a little bit about yourself?
We've been in Norcross for almost 5 years. We have four kids, and we just love the community. We love being able to walk places and connect with our neighbors. We have a great street that we live on. We live close to the park and love taking our kids to the park and connecting with neighbors there. But it's just a very friendly, fun place to live.
Yeah. That's awesome. And you have how many kids?
Four kids. Four.
That's what I thought.
So we go to the park a lot.
Yes, you do. Get out of the house. Lisa, how about you?
Yes, I'm actually Hannah's neighbor. Oh. And we've been there about a little over nearly 4 years now. So my husband and I moved to Norcross kind of as a compromise. I wanted to live in the country. He wanted to live in a walkable community, and we ended up in Norcross.
Awesome.
And it's great.
Well, I'm Karen, and we've been in Norcross about 2 years, and we absolutely love it, saying we wanted to have that walkable community environment. People kept telling us it was like Mayberry, and it really is. It's been our experience, and we never go anywhere. Anytime we're outside walking, we meet somebody see our friends. I mean, it's just been the most amazing experience. We love it.
I'm Julie. I am a native of Norcross. So I grew up there, and I am back in the home where I grew up now.
Wow.
So I've watched enormous changes in the city, and it's gone from something when I was a teenager that was pretty much dying out downtown to a place that's just thriving and bringing in a lot of new families and a lot of new activities, and really just mind-boggling how far it's come. So I'm thrilled to be part of this group that is trying to support the city and find the needs. And I can't wait to see what we can accomplish.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I'm Carolee, and my husband Bruce and I have lived in Norcross for 26 years, which is hard to believe. We have three children who are all, this year, they're all three in college.
Wow.
So we, too, have seen a lot of change in Norcross, not as much as Julie, but when we first moved to Norcross, it was just really, well, it was just barely beginning to kind of revitalize. Yeah. So it's been really fun to have so many people move into our community. And now we have a mix of lots of young families and then also people who don't want to leave. And so they'll downsize and move to Seven into a condo or a townhome or because it is, there's just something really special about our community.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like this podcast is perfect for every realtor's dream. You guys probably sold living in Norcross to anyone that's looking to move here. So I have a few questions that I just want to ask you about what you guys are doing. And any of y'all can answer. Feel free for anyone to answer. But when it comes to loving your neighbors, what has God put on your hearts?
I think just being intentional. I feel like, like I said, whenever we go to the park or whenever we literally leave our house, we just try to be intentional, whether it's waving at a neighbor on the porch or my kids will make cards for different neighbors or just letting people know that we care about them, we're thinking about them, and we want to engage with them.
Yeah.
And so we just try to be intentional about inviting people wherever we're going, whether that's a church thing or whether that's a neighborhood community thing. And whenever the city puts on events, we try to show up.
Yeah.
So we just want to be intentional wherever we are going.
Yeah. I think that's a great word. I think intentional living is kind of the heart behind City Impact, really, is that where it's just we are God's people intentionally living in wherever He's placed us mm-hmm. to. So it's whether going on walks and seeing friends or, you know, meeting new people or going to the park, like we're always kingdom focused. We're always wanting to make that impact. So that's really awesome. So where did the desire to start the new food pantry come from? And what is it look like to do that? Like how, where did that desire start? And can you tell me a little bit about how that came into fruition?
So really it's the heart of a lady who lives in Sugar Hill. She went on a vacation and just was everywhere she looked, she saw homelessness and, she realized that it was the Holy Spirit just really speaking to her to say, you know, this is where you live too.
Yeah.
And so it opened her eyes to just, wait, when she went back home, there is homelessness and food insecurity all around me that I really just don't see.
And so
she approached the library there to see if there was the opportunity to create a food bank. And then it's worked out really well. It's been there for a little more than a year. Okay. And the library is really open to trying to meet needs in that community. So the library reached out to Terry Hoy with the Alliance. And then Terry just put it out to all the groups that she's in touch with to say, you know, is there somebody, she put it out to the churches, is there somebody who would be interested in trying to make this happen in Norcross? And so I knew that our group would really have a heart for it and that we could make it happen pretty easily. And then one other church, Norcross First United Methodist, said that they would like to partner with us to do it.
Awesome. That's really cool. So what do you guys do with the food pantry? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So it really just opened last week.
Wow, yay.
Yes, it's a big yay. It's a big yay. It took a little bit longer to get it open than we had hoped, but we're thankful that it's there.
Yeah.
So the Norcross Library is the newest library in Gwinnett County.
Okay.
So it's pretty state-of-the-art. It's a really, really nice facility. Has some unique things like after hours. So you can go to the library 2 hours before it opens or 2 hours after it closes, you can stay if you have a library card.
Awesome.
So a lot of people use it. And as I was there over the summer, did many of you frequent the library? Mm-hmm. Hannah,
we
yes.
do. Yeah.
Well, I know, if y'all do to pass out food, Lisa, on Thursday for something different. But I was just amazed at how many people are there using it as kind of their cool space in the heat of the summer.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people use it as their heat during the day for, for shelter. From the elements. So there's just a huge need in our community, probably more food insecurity than any of us really could imagine.
Yeah.
So there's a shelf there that we're stocking with food and a refrigerator, and eventually there'll be a microwave and a poster that says this is a food bank and, and to take what you need when you need it. Mm-hmm. So the shelf's emptied very, very quickly.
Yeah.
and we know that probably they're going to empty faster in the beginning, just people not being confident that it's there to stay.
Yeah.
But then eventually it'll kind of be like, oh, yeah, this is here all the time, and I don't have to take more than I need. I can just take what I need for today and leave some for other people. So our plan is to continue to have food drives in Norcross and maybe do it in our little sub-community so that it's not something that's ongoing for everybody all the time.
Yeah.
Like
I'll do my street.
Yes.
Okay.
Our neighbors will donate, and then the next week, Carolee will do her street.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We collected a whole lot of food at our fall fest that we had.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Can you tell us a little bit about the fall fest?
Who else wants to talk about the fall fest?
Any of y'all?
Yeah. Well, Julia was in
Julie was the host.
It was in Julie's giant front yard. So we'll let Julie talk about it. Yes.
Okay, so in my giant front yard, which has just been the most joyful place in my life, we had tractor rides, and we had tables set up, and we had fabulous bake sale. We had a table with a lot of information for people who came by to see some of the ministries they might could join in with us. We had a large table that was completely filled with food right away. So it was under the table, around the table, all over the place. We had some games set up. We had face painting. We had pumpkin painting. We had
cornhole.
And
a photo op.
Oh, the photo op.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the back of a pickup truck with all the fall.
Oh, that's awesome.
Decor. That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, so people could stop and do that. But it was mainly just a time for us to meet each other. Mm-hmm. So as soon as somebody would walk up, we would say, "Where do you live?" And then we would engage in a conversation and we would try to get to know. We had older people. We had a lot of young families come, which was great because I don't really know them as well. Yeah. And we hope to make it an annual event and maybe even ramp it up next time.
Yeah.
and make it bigger. So I thought it was a huge success.
It was.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's once again you're selling Norcross to all the people
half
looking.
Half a mile from the
city. I know, right?
And live in the country. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, how can we be praying for you guys in your city?
I think for discernment on our part, there's so many needs in our area. We have so many of the extended stay hotels and so many needs. With families, it's just where do we start? Mm-hmm. And I think the food pantry was something we could kind of wrap our arms around. But we know we can't do everything. We just pray for guidance to where God leads us to serve.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Julie said quietly, more people. So Norcross is unique in that we are the smallest city, mm-hmm. and we have fewer perimeter members than any other city. But we have more need than any other city.
Yeah.
So when Lisa says, pray for discernment, it's hard because there are so many ministries in Norcross that are amazing. Mm-hmm. So we're certainly not trying to reinvent the wheel. We're just trying to partner where we can and come alongside the great organizations that are already there.
Yeah.
And then, also be really intentional to back up what Hannah said earlier, to just really see your neighbors, mm-hmm. And let them know that they are seen.
Yeah.
I feel like God keeps putting, unique circumstances in Norcross, bringing different, people together there for a purpose. And so hopefully he'll use us to connect those people. And then, we can all just walk beside each other and, be hands and feet.
Yeah, that's awesome.
One of the things I loved so much about the Fall Fest was just us getting to know each other and the gifts and abilities that we bring as a community.
Yeah.
And some of us have been doing book club together, and we've had kind of all these different gatherings where we're really finding out who each other is. Mm-hmm. I think there's this kind of city impact, we have to get together and do. Well, we've been getting together and building community and getting to know and learning and loving each other,
yes.
which sounds a little insular, but until you do that, it's really hard to know how to love the people around you. And
yeah.
so for me, it's been just a beautiful thing to watch our little team kind of grow and begin to figure out what can we do and start to focus as opposed to, wow, because initially it just seemed like so much. How could we ever begin to make any kind of inroads. But it's just been really fun to begin to gather together and then also gather with folks from other churches and the way in which they love each other and love the neighbors and are intentional about, reaching out to each other. So
yeah,
it's been a really sweet and beautiful thing. And being present, kind of like what Hannah was saying, just being present, standing out in front of your house and actually having a long conversation, not running in to, do what you think you have to do.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's been great.
That's really good. I do love that you guys are partnering with other churches. And I just think that it's really important, especially in the area that we live in with so many churches. But we are all, people wanting to do God's work, we're all people wanting to serve the Lord. And so no matter what church you go to, I think it's important to come together for your community, for your city. So I love that you guys do that too. So what are some of the ways that people can get connected in your city?
So a friend and I from another church actually started something called Norcross Ladies Night. And it's not a woman of a certain age. It can be any woman that lives in Norcross that we have a phone number for. We have just added to this invite. Mm-hmm. And we rotate houses every other month. And so each host gets to pick like a different theme. And so we've had a 20s, roaring 20s night to what would you wear to Walmart and come in your pajamas in somebody's backyard. Oh, God,
that's dangerous.
We've had it all. But it's awesome to rotate different houses in different neighborhoods and just help connect the women in our community. Mm. And every time we have it, it's a totally different group that shows up, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And neighbors realize they live two streets over and they've never seen each other. And so it's just a great opportunity to start engaging and connecting women in our community.
That's really
cool. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lisa, can you share with us a little bit about what you do to connect with people and communicate with them?
Well, we try to use our Facebook account, of course. Mm-hmm. We only have, we don't have every perimeter member in Norcross that are members of that. So we hope more people will join and pay attention because that's where we put a lot of our fluid volunteer opportunities.
Mm, yeah.
And we're really having a lot this time of year. Yes. So we want our members to engage. Mm-hmm. We also just started a GroupMe account so we can reach out and let folks know. And of course, our newsletter that goes out to all our Norcross perimeter members. Mm-hmm. We hope folks are open and reading that so they can find out what's going on.
That's so great. Lots of ways of communication. I think that that's super important. If there was one, like, you know, takeaway or charge that you would want to share with people about doing city impact in Norcross, what do you think you would say?
I would just say love your neighbor. Like, get outside your house and just be intentional about connecting with people. And city impact is not something else to add to your calendar. Mm-hmm. It's just a mindset. It's a way to live. Letting people know that you love them, God loves them, and you want to connect with them and have community with them.
Yeah, that's really good. That is such good advice. I love that you guys are doing all this in Norcross. I love that you are all voluntarily doing this. I love how you guys are loving each other so well. You're loving your neighbor so well, and you're loving your city so well. It's such a great example. Thank you guys so much for sharing with us today.
This has been a podcast of Perimeter Church. For more information, please visit the City Impact website at perimeter.org/cityimpact. If you have a story about what God is doing where you live, work, and go, you can share them at www.perimeter.org/shareimpactstories.